Hey, it's a busy holiday week, and during this week, we are bringing you a look back at some of the most compelling stories and conversations we've covered for you in 2024. It's 24 in review.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
The motion for him to move, we'll see where that goes. Thus far, absolutely nothing has worked in terms of that. It's bizarre, not illegal that he's in a prison. That's the choice of how they want to move people around there. But I guess not the standard by any means of the way that he's being treated as a innocent till proven guilty, being described as Hannibal Lecter-like by his attorneys when they go into the prison to visit with him and talk with him, talking through the food hole in the door. I mean, are his rights not clearly being violated with the guards standing there listening? No privacy, no attorney-client privacy or privilege going on. I mean, these just seem like very clear improprieties that would be very easy to fix. Like, oh, these guards are doing this because they're dumbasses? Okay, they're idiots. We need to move you over here where this is appropriate. But it seems like, well, it's just how the guards are. So that's like somehow their opinion or their inept ways of handling this are just accepted. And that's just how our system works, even though it's not supposed to. Why can't any of that be addressed and fixed like right now?
Totally. Are you telling me that there is not some secured cell in that whole incarceration facility in which Richard Allen could meet privately with his attorneys? Even if they have the cells that I go into with clients who are in custody, they're private and the guards can't hear anything, but they can stand outside and at least observe to make sure there's no violence or whatever.
Yeah.
You're telling me that's not an option for Richard Allen? That's asinine to me. And it's so paramount that the attorney has that private interaction with their client to gain information in terms of how to handle the case, explore defenses. And it sounds like a lot of that is being substantially curtailed by this nonsensical jail policy that's working to Richard Allen's detriment.
He has a right to a speedy trial. That was another one of the motions that was denied by the Indiana Supreme Court. Why doesn't he have a right to a speedy trial? He's been asking for it all along. Baldwin and Rossi saying right before they were dismissed, we're ready to go in 70 days. I think they're still ready to pretty much go, but that is being denied. Again, another just clear violation. It's not even like in question of like, how are you interpreting this? It's these rights are being violated. It's right there. It's right in front of all of us. How are these things going on where we say you have these rights? This is how we handle things. But we're just not going to follow him right now, and everybody should be cool with it. What the hell's going on?
You know, lawyers are really skilled sometimes at using words in a slippery fashion, talking around the law, creating exceptions that might not really be established. And judges are lawyers. They're former lawyers. And so this judge, is that what she's doing? I can't say for sure, but it sure looks like she kind of has her own decision and then is retracing her steps to sort of show her work in terms of how she got there. And a lot of people are looking at that and saying, but what about the law?
Are there ever repercussions for judges that simply don't follow the law other than, well, you know, this case gets retried on appellate issues? I mean, is there ever anything other than, well, yep, caught me at that. Oh, well, you know, it's not my case anymore. I've moved on. I mean, is there any incentive to follow the law if there's no repercussions?
You know, theoretically, yes. In practice, no, at least in Colorado.
Yeah.
The last judicial officer who was disciplined in Colorado was for like a personal matter where there was like some menacing involved or something like that. I can't remember the last time a judge has been disciplined for not following the law, which is like their main job, right? Mm-hmm. And so is there really some deterrent for these judges to not go rogue and just decide whatever they want? There isn't a huge deterrent. Now, in some counties, there are elected judges and sometimes the public, you know, opinion matters, but generally speaking, they've got a ton of discretion, man.
That's a scary world that we live in. It is very scary knowing that fact.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.